Hello, how you doing? I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, bringing you loads and loads of stuff. It's a bit of a funny one, this show, because I'm not long back from Ireland, and I brought back with me loads of stuff from the CD library over there that I'd forgotten about. So I'm going to be playing you stuff that I've brought back from Ireland. I'm going to be playing you stuff that's come bursting new through the shed door, and I'm also going to be playing a certain number of songs about ghost lovers, or lovers ghosts. I'll explain a bit more about that in a few minutes' time. I'm going to kick off, however, with a ghost song, not the kind of ghost story you're going to be hearing later, but it's got a ghost in it, and any opportunity I get to play something from Charlie Roth, I will take. This is The Ghost of Hobo Bill.
Riding on a westbound freight train, a specter of cold light rises off the boxcar floor and wanders through the night. It's a ghostly form, Hobo Bill, still smiling there inside. Yeah, the cold would kill our boy Bill, but it wasn't his last ride. The ghost of Hobo Billy, he never had no mother's mercy to soothe away his soul. He never had no home to call his own, he had nowhere else to go. So he stayed on that boxcar. At night you could hear that hobo moan, 'cause hopping hot shot freight trains was all he'd ever known. The ghost of Hobo Billy. Say that Hobo Bill would mysteriously fill another hobo's cup with booze. In his vindle, he'd put bullets and loaded dice, stuff a traveling man could use. So he'd bounce a railroad bull right off the train as payback for being mean. And by day, he'd appear in a shaving mirror, and by night, he'd haunt his dream. The ghost of Hobo Billy. Well, that boxcar is in a boneyard now from that old Meridian line. From outside I heard coughing in a yodeling tune from 1929. Two men were in there laughing and shooting dice. I looked inside, I was alone. And that boxcar was from the very same train that brought the singing brakeman home, along with Hobo.
My favourite American singer-songwriters there, Charlie Roth, from his album Oh My Stars, with the ghost of Hobo Bill. And Charlie's coming over here on tour in August, so do check out his website. You get there via our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a list of dates. He's touring over here in the UK and also in Ireland, I believe. Now, I'm going to play another track from Martin Simpson's new album, because I think it is ever so slightly superb. Wonderful stuff. And I'm also hoping that I'll be able to meet up with Martin sometime soon and have a bit of a natter about the album. It is, as I said, wonderful. This is Martin's version of a song called The Rufford Park Poachers. I used to think this was about Rufford Hall in Lancashire, because not far from Rufford Hall, there's a huge forest called Botany Bay Woods, And they were called Botany Bay Woods because so many people were transported to Australia for being caught there poaching the Lord's game. However, this Rufford Park is, I think, down in Nottinghamshire. Wherever it is, the story is wonderful, about a band of poachers who decide, well, they've had enough of gamekeepers.
Before, when their number it was less. So poachers bold as I unfold, keep up your gallant heart, and think about them poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. Among the gores to settle scores, these 40 gathered stones, to make a fight for poor men's rights and break the keeper's bonds. So poachers bold as I unfold, keep up your gallant heart, and think about them poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. Keepers with their flails, they went against the poachers and their cores. So no man there again would dare defy the rich man's laws. So poachers bold as I unfold, keep up your gallant heart, and think about them poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. The keepers there began the fight with their priests and their flares. But when the poachers started wide, they quickly turned their tails. So poachers bold as I unfold, keep up your gallant heart, and think about them poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. Upon the ground with mortal wound, head keeper Robert Slade, and he never will rise up until the final judgment day. So poachers bold as I unfold, keep up your gallant heart, and think about them poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. Set a net or snare, the four men brought before the court, they were tried for murder there. So poachers bold as I unfold, keep up your gallant heart, and think about them poachers bold that night in Rufford Park. The judge he said for Robert's death, transported you must be, to serve a term of 14 years in convict slavery. So poachers bold as I unfold, keep up your gallant heart, and think about them poachers bold that night in Rufford Park.
Wonderful stuff. Great version there of the Rufford Park Poachers. That's from Martin Simpson's new album, Trails and Tribulations, not Trials, as I first thought, misreading it on the rough copy of a track that I got hold of. It's Trails and Tribulations, marking out, I suppose, Martin's journey across many continents from the fair town of Scunthorpe, where I first met him when he was 15 years old, but you've all heard that story before. Now, one of the albums I brought back from Ireland is an album by the young Martin Bennett, sadly no longer with us. He battled two terrible bouts of cancer and died aged only 33. He was born and lived until he was 5 in the Codroy Valley in Newfoundland, where both Gaelic and English are spoken, and where Gaelic, Gaelic, whichever you prefer, traditional music was part of the culture. His mum, Margaret Bennett, is a singer and folklorist who was born on the Isle of Skye, and his granddad, George Bennett, was a well-known Scottish piper. Martin was a native Gaelic speaker, a fantastic musician on fiddle, pipes. He could play the Highland pipes, Lowland pipes, and also he was a brilliant young arranger of music. And also, he was very in touch with what was going on around him, the dance scene, the acid house scene. Some people called it, or as he called it, the acid croft scene, in the treatment he gave to traditional music. Well, from his album, Martin Bennett, this is Martin with a track called Erin. See if you recognise the tunes in this.
Attention! Attention! Thank you.
Martin Bennett there, from his album simply called Martin Bennett, with a track called Erin. And I recognise the first tune as Farewell to Erin, Farewell to Ireland, but for the life of me I can't remember the names of the other two. If anybody knows, drop me a line, because it's driving me barmy at the moment. Now, Madigan are a foursome from the Bath area. Jenny Crook, Celtic harp and vocals. Henry Sears, fiddle, viola, mandolin, whistle and vocals. Dominic Harrison, guitar, bass and vocals. And Brian Madigan on drums and flute. I brought this album back from Ireland too. It's called Uncorked. And from it, this is Madigan with their version of the traditional song, The Fair Maiden. And a cracking version it is too.
And the flowers in bloom. I made my way to the old station, and there by the platform, alone in her gloom, I made sat in deep contemplation. Pray tell me then what all this weeping is for. She answered, I cannot explain, but I've just said farewell. Since the trains here last ran, she said it means nothing to one who must pay for loving a rambling man. And I thought of you out where the water's clear blue. I told her true love would not fail her, and I vowed to myself that whatever I won't give my heart to a sailor, for I don't want to play the fair maiden who waits by the shore for each incoming tide. So I rove and I ramble, but still my heart aches for the one who would make me his bride, for the one who would make me his bride. You try. find myself hoping once more. I know she remains in some part of me, as my heart lives to see you back on the shore. So follow your star, love, when we are apart, as I will follow my own. You cannot deny the strange ways of the heart that steer us across it for home, that steer us across it for home.
That was The Fair Maiden from Madigan's album Uncorked. And I wonder what happened to them. They seem to have just vanished off the scene, which is a shame because that's a cracking album. Now, Boff Worley was one of the founder members of that wonderful band, Chumba Wamba. Massive fan of theirs, love everything they've done. Well, the band disbanded after many years on the scene, and Boff went off to follow his own path. What Boff has done is founded a choir called Commoners Choir. I'm going to read what it says on their website. It's a choir dedicated to singing about the world around us, its inequalities and injustices, and our four-part vocal harmony opposition to such injustice. Commoners Choir is also dedicated to reclaiming the fun of making a big noise together, without lugging a van load of instruments and amplifiers around with us. We're based in West Yorkshire, but we gather and sing wherever seems fitting. Well, it seems to be also a movable feast in terms of numbers and personnel. Anybody can join it, anybody can go along and have a good sing. The result, I think, is terrific. They've got an album coming out in September. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from it now, back to back, because they're about the same subject, access to the countryside, access to the mountains. And I'm going to finish this little section by looping on Ewan McColl singing his song The Manchester Rambler, which is all about what happened when some people went walking on a mountain and got sent to prison for doing it. But first of all, it's Commoners Choir with We Are Everywhere, brackets, a trampling, close brackets.
This little patch of common ground was precisely that, common, and all the richer for it.
When your heart says yes, but the sign says no, go where you're forbidden to go. You may find out things that you weren't supposed to know. Go where you're forbidden, go where you're forbidden, go where you're forbidden to go.
In 1932, hundreds of pipers gathered here to take part in a massive trespass. Fed up with private landlords denying them access to land, they marched across moorland, usually reserved for the upper classes. The historic path the trespassers took will be trodden by thousands of workers over the next few days, as they celebrate that great act of defiance by ordinary people who felt the land should belong to everybody.
With a compass and a cap, for a sing-song and a scrap, are we bound by the lands of by the map? Hell no, cos real change comes from below. From below,
from below,
from below,
from below.
Real change comes from below,
from below,
from below,
from below. by step by step. Step by step by step by step. It's a place we call our own. Step by step. From stone to standard stone. Step by step. Will they take away the right to roam? Hell no! Cause real change comes from below. From below,
from below,
from below,
from below.
Real change comes from below. From below,
from below,
from below. Real change comes from below. Step by step by step by step. Step by step by step by step. For every step brings down the land. Step by step. For all the banners and the band. Should we keep to the landlord's cans? Hell no! Cause real change comes from below. From below,
from below,
from below,
from below.
Real change comes from below. From below,
from below,
from below. Real change comes from below. Step by step. Step by step. Step by step. Step by step, from below,
from below,
from below,
from below.
Real change comes from below. Down in the soil where the ideas grow. Real change comes from below.
I've been over Snowdon, I've slept up on Croydon, I've camped by the Wainstones as well. I've sunbathed on Kinder, been burned to a cinder, and many more things I can tell. My rucksack has oft been my pillow, the heather has oft been my bed, and sooner than far from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler, I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all my pleasure the Hartmoorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. The day was just ending and I was descending down Grinsbrook just by Upper Tor, when a voice cried, "Hey, you!" In the way keepers do, he'd the worst face that ever I saw. The things that he said were unpleasant. In the teeth of his fury, I said, sooner than part from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler, I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the Hartmoorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. He called me a louse and said, "Think of the grouse." Well, I thought, but I still couldn't see why old Kinder Scout and the moors round about couldn't take both the poor grouse and me. He said, "All this land is my master's." At that I stood shaking my head. No man has the right to own mountains any more than the deep ocean bed. I'm a rambler, I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the Hartmoorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. I once loved a maid, a spot welder by trade. She was fair as the rowan in bloom, and the blue of her eye matched the June moorland sky. And I wooed her from April till June. On the day that we should have been married, I went for a ramble instead. For sooner than far from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler, I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the hard moorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. So I'll walk where I will, over mountain and hill, and I'll lie where the bracken is deep. I belong to the mountains, the clear running fountains, where the grey rocks rise rugged and steep. I've seen the white hare in the gullies, and the curlew fly high overhead. And sooner than far from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the hard moorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday.
The Manchester Rambler from Ewan McCall's album Black and White, the definitive Ewan McCall collection, and that has always been and will always be, I think, the hill walkers, ramblers, climbers, or even cavers anthem, celebrating the 1932 Mass Trespass. Before that, you heard Below from London, Commoners Choir, from their album simply called Commoners Choir, and before that, from the same album, the little track that sort of opens the whole sequence, We Are Everywhere, a Trampling. Wonderful stuff. I'll play you another track from Commoners Choir's new album in the weeks to come. You can order it direct from their website, which you can get to via 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, or you can wait till September when you'll be able to buy it in the shops. Now, I'm going to read this next bit because I think it was written by A.L. Lloyd, Bert Lloyd, the great folk song collector, folklorist and folk singer. Quote, one of the most persistent of great ballads is the piece often called The Grey Cock, the tale of the ghostly lover returning to stay with his or her sweetheart until cock crow. The bird with its golden beak and silver wings that decorates the best versions of the ballad is a borrowing, perhaps via Ireland, of an oriental motif of the jeweled bird of paradise who crows on the frontiers of the other world. Well, the kind of songs that Bert Lloyd was talking about in that are the lover's ghosts returning, standing at the bed end, sometimes getting into bed with the lover, and of course it all ends when daylight comes and the dead ghost lover has to return to the grave. Here's a couple of verses from one such ballad. Just let me read it to you. And where is your bed, my dearest love, he said, and where are your white holland sheets? And where are the maids, oh my darling dear, he said, that wait upon you whilst you are asleep? The clay, it is my bed, my dearest dear, she said, the shroud is my white holland sheet, and the worms and creeping things are my servants, dear, she said, that wait upon me whilst I am asleep. Four songs about the lover's ghost returning. First of all, Neve Parsons with The Lover's Ghost. Secondly, Cara Dillon with She Moved Through the Fair, classic Irish ballad. Followed by Karen Casey and John Doyle with The Bay of Biscay, another song about a returning dead lover. And finishing with Eliza Carthy and Salsa Celtica with a brilliant version of The Grey Cock, which they called The Grey Galito. And why? Will become obvious once they start singing it. But first of all, Neve Parsons with The Lover's Ghost.
Oh, you're welcome home again, said the young man to his love. I have waited for many the night and day. You are tired, you are cold, said the young man to his love. You will never again go away. I must go away, she said, when the little cock does crow, for here they would not let me stay. But if I had my will, my darling, she said, this night would be every day. Oh, my pretty, pretty cock, oh, my handsome little cock, I pray you do not crow me for the day. And your comb shall be made of the very beaten gold, and your wings of the silver so gay. But oh, this little cock, so handsome as he was, he grew shrill, a fool or too soon, and he sent my love away. Not by the break of day, it being only the light of the moon. And where is your bed, my dearest dear, he said, and where is your white holland sheet? And where are your waiting maids, my dearest dear, he said, who wait on you while you are asleep? The clay, it is my bed, my dearest dear, she said, the shroud is my white holland sheet. The worms and the creeping things are my waiting maids, who wait on me while I am asleep.
She stepped away from me, and there she did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She stepped away from me, and she fondly watched her move here and move there, and she turned her way homeward with one star awake as the swan in evening moves over. Thank you.
Thank you.
concerning the courtship years ago. Mary dear, while the dawn is breaking, the time has come for me to go. I must leave you broken hearted. Now the tears they began to flow. They kissed, embraced, and sorrowfully parted. Just as the cocky began to crow. Just as the cocky began to crow. When will you return again? When the fishes they do fly, the seas they will run dry, and the rocks will melt unto the sun. The sun, the rocks, they will melt unto the sun.
Don't. me. Not by light or the moon, nor light of the sun.
Ay, hola, gallito, no le cantes. Ay, hola, no, no le cantes. Ay, hola, gallito, no le cantes. Ay, hola, no.
Then it's Willie D. When the fishes fly low and the sea runs dry low, and the rocks they melt in the heat of the song.
Well, that lass has done a lot of stuff. But that, to me, is an absolute gem. Wonderful, wonderful version of the Grey Cock, the Lover's Ghost. They're called the Grey Gallito. Salsa Celtica, with the lead vocals, of course, of Eliza Carthy. That's from the album Wayward Daughter, Disc 1, that particular version. Before that, you heard Karen Casey and John Doyle from the album Exiles Return with the Bay of Biscay. Before that, Cara Dillon from the album The Hill of Thieves with her version of She Moved Through the Fair. And right at the head of that section, from the album Loosely Connected, Neve Parsons singing an unaccompanied version of The Lover's Ghost. Four songs there, sometimes called night visiting songs, about the return of a dead lover. Now, here's a quote from John McCutcheon, the great American singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, wonderful folky, about David Stoddard, who, until now, I've known nothing about. Quote, "It's not often I hear a songwriter that can write funny and write serious. David Stoddard is one of the rare ones. I love his stuff." From the album Get Off My Lawn, here's David Stoddard, with a song which I wish I'd played during the G20 summit. The Company Says.
Company says they're gonna need more land. Zoning board is gonna give them a hand. Condemn a couple of houses down by the railroad. A couple of favors in the future to be owed. Talk about jobs and hiring ad man. When the company says they're gonna need. Company says they're gonna need a new mill, and they're coming up short, and they're gonna need a few mil. Well, it's easy to buy the little boys on the town board, cash or a cruise or a brand new Ford. Property taxes, they won't even get a bill. Company says they're gonna need. Company says that there's nothing wrong. Cancer rates are high all along. Well, now the air in town's got this horrible smell. And the river below, well, it looks like hell. Who's gonna pay for that? Bet you will. Company says they're gonna need. Thank you. company says they gotta leave town. The rumors all start flying around. It was a market decision. You watch a little town die. And the bosses get paid to move on and have a new try. Well, the mill sure is spooky at night with no sound.
I love that image of the deserted mill being spooky at night, having lived a lot of my life in Lancashire, where there are many more deserted mills than working mills. I think I know what he's talking about. David Stoddard from the album Get Off My Lawn with The Company Says. I've got two albums of David's that came through the post, and I'll find another track in the next couple of weeks to play for you. Now, Mancunia. The old name for my old town, Manchester. Mancunia is a new trio which is comprised of Tim O'Connor, singer-songwriter who's now based in France, although he's from Manchester. Andy Dynan, who's twice All-Ireland fiddle champion, one of the great examples of the fantastic musicians that the Manchester Irish community have turned out over the years. And Martin Alcock, who is a multi-instrumentalist, played with Fairport Convention, Robert Plant, Yusuf Cat Stevens, Jethro Tull, and even one time was on tour with me in a band called the Brown Ale Cowboys. And we shall draw a veil or a curtain across that until our lawyers have had a chance to get together and have a natter. Great musician, Mart, and it was his idea, I think, to put together the trio. Tim O'Connor, Andy Dynam and Martin Alcock as Mancunia have made an album called Turn Towards the Sun, and from it this is Tim O'Connor's song Manchester Street. I played a version of this way back, just Tim on guitar, I think it was, from one of his solo albums, and now here is a version from the band Mancunia.
Tracing my steps on a Manchester street, the echoes of old ghosts guiding my feet. Down by the riverside, silent and cold, there is a part of me never grows old. Fiddles and whistles fill night air. There's a man in the corner with a transparent stare. Down by the riverside, silent and cold, there is a part of me never grows old. Busking in subways, lifting the crowd, I'm a melodeon cuts through a velvet grey shroud. Down by the riverside, silent and cold, there is a part of me never grows old. Part of me never grows old. down by the riverside, silent and cold. There is a part of me never grows old. The wind blowing leaves down on Manchester Street. Chorlton Common is the place where we meet. Down by the riverside, silent and cold. There is a part of me never grows old. Down by the riverside, silent and cold. There is a part of me never grows old.
Love that. There's a part of me never grows old. Manchester Street from the band Mancunia. Their album Turn Towards the Sky is available now. Now here's a brilliant version of the traditional Keep Your Lamps Trimmed and Burning from Tony Furtado and Dirk Powell. Dirk Powell, many of you will know, wrote that wonderful song Waterbound, and Tony Furtado is one of the best musicians there are on the planet. And this is just amazing, in my humble opinion. But let's see what you think about it, people. Thank you. was waiting for that. Ba-dumph. Wasn't that a wonderful piece of rocking, old-timey blues, whatever you want to call it? Just the pure drop, as they say in Ireland. The real deal. Wonderful stuff. Next week, I'm going to be doing a big section of songs on pigs. Don't give up on me, people. Stay there. Pigs. You will not believe how many songs and tunes there are that have got the word pig in them or relate to pigs. Trust me. Just to give you a little taste of the pig programme, here is Mick Ryan from his album The Passing Hour with The Parson and the Pig.
Once there was a farmer, the farmer had a sow. This sow she had eight sucking pigs, and I will tell you how. The parson came to make his claim, his tithe is a local share. He said, I'll have a sucking pig to buy me if you dare. Help yourself, said the farmer, help yourself, said he. Help yourself, the farmer said, you'll get no help from me. They went round to the pigsty, the sow lay in the muck, happy as a pig could be and calmly giving suck to all the swinish offspring who were feeding at her breast. Help yourself, the farmer said, and forth now here's the test. Help yourself, said the farmer, help yourself, said he. Help yourself, the farmer said, you'll get no help from me. The parson chose his victim, the fattest in the bunch. He thought, here is me dinner and me breakfast and me lunch. For many days to come, all of it served up at my table. But first he had to catch the pig, if only he were able. Help yourself, said the farmer, help yourself, said he. Help yourself, the farmer said, you'll get no help from me. He stepped into the pigsty, he tried to grab his prize. The sow rose up and stared at him with evil in her eyes. She charged and knocked him over, she rolled him in the dirt. She chewed upon the parson's nose, his jacket and his shirt. Help yourself, said the farmer, help yourself, said he. Help yourself, the farmer said, you'll get no help from me. At last the old soul let him go, he staggered from the sty. He swore he wouldn't take his tithe or have another try. I'd not so fond of sucking pig to risk my life and limb. But when he'd gone the farmer knew he'd see no more of him. Help yourself, said the farmer, help yourself, said he. Help yourself, the farmer said, you'll get no help from me. Help yourself, said the farmer, help yourself, said he. Help yourself, the farmer said, you'll get no help from me.
The Parson and the Pig from Mick Ryan's album, The Passing Hour, just shows you should never mix business with pleasure, or a parson with a pig. Next week's show, as I said, is going to have a few more little gems which treat with things of a porcine nature. But right now it is time for another album I brought back from Ireland, the JSD Band album Pastures of Plenty. JSD Band, without any shadow of a doubt, one of the major Scottish folk bands of the 1960s and 70s and beyond. They were simply terrific. And this is a cracking version of the Woody Guthrie song.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hands have hold. My poor feet has traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rolled. Lord, your deserts are hot and your mountains are cold. I work in your orchards of peaches and prunes, and I sleep on the ground with the light of your moon. On the edge of your city, you'll see us and them. We come with the dust and we go with the wind. California, Arizona, we meet.
your table, the light sparkling wine.
I do recognise that tune. That was the Teetotaler's Reel, the Irish Reel, which I know a lot of words to that, about a bloke getting very drunk one day. The Teetotaler's Reel, finishing off the Woody Guthrie song Pastures of Plenty from the JSD Band's album of the same name. I've just got time for one more track, and I'm going to dedicate this last track to Flossie Malaviali, who lost her dad recently, to Sandra Surtees, who lost her partner Alan recently, and to Pat Garbutt, who, as many of you will know, lost, as did we all, the wonderful Vin a few weeks back. The song is a song very much of parting, sometimes called The Parting Glass, but here it's called Journey's End, and this is a beautiful, beautiful version by the great Irish singers Jim McGeehan and Pat Sheridan.
The fire is out, the sun is down, the parting glass is dry and gone. And I must go and leave this town before the rising of the sun. For far's the road and many's the mile before I rest my soul again. With girls that weep and girls that smile, and all the thoughts and joys of men. For some are they who cannot stay, but wander till their journey's end. Can't take a lass to be their bride, nor keep a man to be their friend. And when I've done my wandering, I'll sit beside the road and weep for all the songs
didn't sing. The promises I didn't keep. And when I've done my wandering, I'll sit beside the road and weep. All the songs I didn't sing, the promises I didn't keep.
A beautiful version there of Journey's End, and that comes from the album Hard Aground from Jim McGeehan and Pat Sheridan. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to tune in next week when the show will have a big lump in the middle of bacon. Fatty bacon as well. Songs about pigs, tunes about pigs, and daft stuff about pigs. I've been what's left of Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. Do look after yourselves, people. Be kind to each other. And don't let the buggers grind you down, because if they can, they will. Spread the word, keep the faith, and mind how you go. Ta-ta.